بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Still in this chapter of the zikrs of the morning and evening, how important it is to make zikr at that time. And with regard to the various adhkar, the various zikrs, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qala heena yusbihu wa heena yumsi. A person who says in the morning, that is the Fajr time, that is from the time of Subah Sadiq right up to the time of Ishraq. During that time a person who reads, or during the evening, after Maghrib time, in the night. Just this so much he reads, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. So much if he reads, mi'ata marratin, 100 times, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, 100 times. Lam ya'ti ahadun yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of qiyamah, there will be nobody else, bi'abdala bimimma ja'a bihi, who will be more better in virtuous deeds than that person. Just by reading Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times, morning and evening, he will surpass all people in good deeds. Illa ahadun qala mithla ma qal. Besides, of course, any person who said the same what he said. If somebody else also made that dhikr, that person will be equal to him in virtuous deeds. Otherwise, this person will be the most virtuous, O Zad, or a person who read it more than 100 times. And it will hardly take 2 minutes to read it. And this is not the other tasbih, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. It is only Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. A person who will read it 100 times morning and evening, nobody will surpass him in good deeds. He will be the one who has got the most good deeds. Besides, if somebody else has done similar what he has done. وَعَنْهُ قَالْ Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further says, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالْ. A person came, a sahabi, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, ma daqitu min aqrabin ladaghatni al-bariha. O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm in great pain and distress from the bite of a scorpion last night. A scorpion bit me and I'm in great pain and distress. قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أما لو قلت حين أمسيت, if only you would have read this dua at the time of the evening when nightfall came, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق, that I seek refuge in the words of Allah, the complete words of Allah Ta'ala, from all the evil that has been created, all the bad that has been created. Had you read those words, lam tadurruk, that scorpion should not have harmed you. So these are du'as. This du'a is a very, very important and effective du'a. Morning and evening we should read, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. By that Allah gives protection from all evil, even from the evil of one's nafs, even from all the evil of enemies, in evil of accidents, of illnesses, of sicknesses, of all these things. We should try and read this dua. We have been taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further narrates, أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ, in the morning, when he used to wake up in the morning, during the morning time, that is part of our zikr and our wazifas and our duas. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna. O Allah, it is only with your power and your qudrat, your mercy and your kindness that we have made morning again. We have woken up and we are in this morning. Or if it is the evening, that this evening we have found that we are still alive, we are hale and healthy. It is only by your qudrat, your power and your mercy and kindness. وَبِكَ نَحْيَا وَبِكَ نَمُوتْ. And we will live for this day, we will live for this night, and we will die by you in this day and by this night. In other words, our whole lives are in your hands. وَإِلَيْكَ النُّشُورِ. And it is to you that we will finally return. وَإِذَا أَمْسَى قَالَ. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam The evening used to fall, then he used to read this dua, Allahumma bika amsayna. O Allah, it is by your power and your qudrat that we have found this night of ours, and that we are hale and healthy, we are in good condition. Wabika nahya, and wabika namut, and it is only by you that we shall live, and by you that we die. Wa ilayka al-masir, and our return is finally to you. So these are great valuable du'as taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is very similar that we find when a person becomes bay'at, then his sheikh prescribes wazifas for him. These are the wazifas prescribed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we should try and read this. These are to our great, great benefit. This is really like we are taking out an insurance policy with Allah. Dunya's insurance policies are haram, and even they cannot protect you from the harm. The harm gets caused, and they look for loopholes, and they look in the fine print not to pay you out. Allah's insurance policy is 100% halal and jais, and Allah does not allow the harm to be caused also. You are left peacefully, happily. So we should try and read these du'as, and the payments for this policy is to read these du'as. Regularly we should read these du'as, and then inshallah we will get all this great protection directly from Allah Ta'ala.